and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. We're going to have fun today. I've got a mixed bag of 78s, nice assortment of things. We'll hear some dance bands, some novelty records, saxophone soloists, we'll hear the Polish National Orchestra, among many other things. I won't give it all away. We'll just take the records one at a time as they come. No theme, just fun 78s. We're going to start with something that might be considered a little bit on the corny side, but I think it's kind of fun. This is Mr. Goon Bones and Barney Lance, a Mercury 78, featuring Harold Fisher playing the banjo and a vocal by the Alexander Brothers. This is called Professor Spoons. It was released by Mercury in about February of 1951.
There's someone down the street we'd love to have you meet. Come on, put on your hat and coat. You won't believe your ears, the best we've heard in years. This man's a gentleman of note. He plays those mean old spoons on all the latest tunes. He'd sooner play the spoons than eat. At every party, does he get a hand? Jitterbugs roll up the rugs. He plays boogie-woogie like a baby grand. You can't sit in your seat. You get such itchy feet. When he gets hot, you gotta dance, dance, dance. To his click, clack, clickety-clack. Boy, does he click. The king of blues, Professor Spoon, a regular spoon-a-tick. Baby grand, you can't sit in your seat. You get such itchy feet. When he gets hot, you gotta dance, dance, dance. To his click, clack, clickety clack. Boy, does he click. The king of blues, Professor Spoons, a regular spoon-a-tick.
A bit of fluff, a bit of fun to start off this edition of the Shellac Stack. That's Mr. Goon Bones and Barney Lance. The vocalists were the Alexander Brothers. The song was called Professor Spoons. It was recorded for the Mercury label in late 1950, Mercury record number 5591. I don't know if you were paying much attention to the lyrics, but they had a line in there, "He's a regular spoon-a-tick." Ha ha. Perhaps that's why the record merited only one brief mention in Billboard magazine as part of a Mercury advertisement in February of 1951, and then it seems to have vanished without a trace. I think the Mercury people were banking on the other side, a much more well-known song called Should I? Anyway, it's fun. Let's continue now with a record by Goldkett's Book Cadillac Orchestra. Goldkett, in this case, is, of course, Gene Goldkett, that popular bandleader and impresario of the mid to late 1920s. From his base in Detroit, he commanded a number of orchestras that performed under his name throughout the Midwest. Perhaps the most famous was the one that included Big Spiderbeck, Joe Venuti, Frank Trumbauer, Steve Brown, and a host of other jazz luminaries who later went on to the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. But this is a different orchestra, one that he had playing regularly at the Book Cadillac Hotel in downtown Detroit. In the mid to late 1920s, the Book Cadillac was sort of the crown jewel of Detroit hotels. It started out back in 1885 as the Cadillac Hotel. It was expanded in 1888, and a number of presidents stayed there: Benjamin Harrison, Grover Cleveland, William McKinley, Theodore Roosevelt, and William Howard Taft. It was bought out in 1917 by the three Book brothers, Herbert, Frank, and J. Burgess Book. They had all been, incidentally, born within the walls of the Cadillac Hotel. They decided they were going to tear it down and build a newer, bigger hotel in its place. It took a few years for their plans to be realized, but in 1924, the brand new Book Cadillac Hotel opened, and at the time it opened, it was the tallest hotel in the world and featured over 1,100 guest rooms, three ballrooms. I mean, it was a grand, big, big place. Unfortunately, the early years of the Depression were not kind to the Book Cadillac Hotel, and it struggled for a number of years, changed hands a number of times, finally closed in 1984. But the story doesn't end there. The city of Detroit apparently couldn't raise the money to even tear it down, and they found it cheaper to hire a security guard to keep an eye on the place. And it sat vacant for, over 20 years, almost 30 years. It finally reopened. It was renovated, reopened in 2008, and features a number of hotel rooms, 400 and some hotel rooms now, and a number of condominiums and penthouses. And so the building still stands and is in use once again. Anyway, long story, we'll hear Goldkett's Book Cadillac Orchestra, Victor 20268, a recording made September 29th, 1926. The band traveled over to Chicago, where they recorded this in the Webster Hotel. The song is Just a Bird's Eye View of My Old Kentucky Home. We'll follow that with something from Sam Lannon's orchestra, masquerading as the Gotham Troubadours on OK Records, one recorded January 25th, 1928 in New York. Irving Kaufman is the uncredited vocalist here on the song Chloe, Song of the Swamp. It's OK 40992. But let's start with Goldkett's Book Cadillac Orchestra, Just a Bird's Eye View of My Old Kentucky Home. Thank you.
where you are. If it's wrong or right, I gotta go where you are. I'll roam through the dismal swampland searching for you. 'Cause if you are lost there, let me be there too. Through the smoke and flame, I gotta go where you are. For no place could be too far where you are. Ain't no chains can bind you. If you live, I'll find you. Love is calling me. I gotta go where you are.
Leader Sam Lannon recorded so prolifically in the 1920s, but usually for those dime store labels, things like Banner and Regal and Romeo and Perfect, labels that had rather crude recording equipment and put out these boxy sounding records. So it's nice to hear the Lannon band in such good sound. OK had probably the best sounding recording equipment in service in the late 20s. That was from January of 1928, Irving Kaufman, the vocalist, on Chloe, the Song of the Swamp. Before that, Goldcat's Book Cadillac Orchestra, a Victor 78 from September of 1926, Just a Bird's Eye View of My Old Kentucky Home. Let's continue now with a trio of bands recorded in the 1930s. First up, it's Henry Biagini and his orchestra. This is a Mellotone 78 from March 11th, 1935. Bob Godet is the vocalist on a song by Al Dubin and Harry Warren called The Little Things You Used to Do. After that, it's Horace Heidt and his Musical Nights, a Columbia 78 from October of 1937. Larry Cotton sings I'll Love You in My Dreams. And we'll finish off with the Savoy Hotel Orpheans, a recording made in London, March 3rd, 1932. Jack Plant is the vocalist for My Bluebird's Back Again. Columbia Records CB-427. So here's, to start off the set, Henry Biagini and his orchestra, The Little Things You Used to Do.
Long for the little things you used to do. All your little faults I used to see would make me angry then. But I'd love them all if I could be back in your arms again. The way you used to clown, the way that you would frown at any other girl I knew. Oh, you'll never know how much I miss them, the little things you used to do.
Thank you. daisies. There's a reason for daisies. My bluebird's back again. I'm walking through clover, just a romancing rover. I'm happy all over. My bluebird's back again. Ain't got much money, but I've got the sun above. Life's sweet as honey, 'cause I've got the one I love. I'm singing a new song, and it isn't a blue song. It's a new T42 song. My bluebird's back again.
Pretty good record, I think. That's the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. The vocalist was Jack Plant. The song, My Bluebird's Back Again, from 1932. Before that, we heard Horace Heidt's Musical Nights, with Larry Cotton singing I'll Love You in My Dreams, that one from 1937. And we started off the set in 1935, Bob Godet singing with Henry Biagini's orchestra, The Little Things You Used to Do. That was Mellotone record number M13362. We'll continue now with a record by saxophone virtuoso Rudy Weedoft, something he recorded for the Victor label on August 31st, 1925. It's called La Cinquantaine, or The Golden Wedding. It was composed by a Frenchman named Jean-Gabriel Marie. He was born in 1852 in Paris, studied at the Conservatoire de Paris, and then held a prominent position in the local musical world. He composed a number of things in the late 1800s, but this was probably his most famous work, which I believe was originally published for piano and cello. Jean-Gabriel Marie was still alive at the time this record was made in 1925, but he died 3 years later in Spain on August 29th, 1928. Frank Banta will be the piano accompanist to Rudy Weedoft on this record, which is Victor 19771. After that, we'll hear the Polish National Orchestra, a recording made also for Victor, this one on May 4th, 1925 in Camden, New Jersey. It's a piece by Sigmund Noskowski called Polonaise, or Polonaise Elegiaque. But first up, here's Rudy Weedoft with La Cinquantaine. Thank you. It's really quite a beautiful piece. That's the Polonaise Elegiac by Zygmunt Noskowski, Polish composer, performed by the Polish National Orchestra under the direction of Andrzej Bromki, Victor 19670, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, May 4th, 1925. It seems that in early to mid-1925, the Polish National Orchestra was touring around the United States. I found a reference to a performance they gave in Dunkirk, New York, in late March of 1925. And I'll just read you a little bit from this brief article. It says, "The Polish National Orchestra, which will give a concert in Dunkirk on Monday night, March 20th, at Capitol Theater, is now recognized as a national institution of Poland following its 40 years of successful effort to keep alive a determined spirit of nationalism by reason of the patriotic character of the music it renders. It has achieved a high standard of artistry during its long years of service at home. Specializing in composers such as Chopin, Noskowski, and Paderewski, who have best caught the spirit of Poland in their inspired works, the conductor is introducing to his American audiences a type of music somewhat different from what music lovers are accustomed to on this side of the Atlantic. These peasant symphonists, selected by impartial competition and instructed by the best teachers at the Warsaw Conservatory, put a spirit into the rendition of their music, which is their birthright. Before the Polish National Orchestra, we heard Rudy Wiedoft, that great virtuoso of the saxophone, play La Cinquantaine by Jean-Gabriel Marie. Frank Banta was the accompanist. That was recorded in August of 1925. Back to some popular music now with the Piano Twins. Dick Robertson will sing the vocal on this. It's Got a Date with an Angel, recorded May 25th, 1932. My copy of this on Perfect 11334 is a little on the rough side, but this is a record that doesn't turn up every day, so I'm glad to have a copy, even if it's in a little rougher condition. So you'll hear a little bit more noise on this one. After the Piano Twins, we'll hear The Revelers, A Cottage for Sale, recorded in January of 1930, song by Larry Conley and Willard Robeson. And we'll finish off the set with the, well, I'll keep it a surprise. You'll hear after The Revelers. But for now, here are the Piano Twins, Got a Date with an Angel.
Whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at seven. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
My heart is heavy as I I gaze upon the cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. Our beautiful flowers have withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, a cottage for sale. From every single window I see your face, but when I reach that window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told on the door. A cottage for sale. Why must all our love dreams fade away?
Love in a bungalow high on a hill,
that was the way we had planned it.
Now it's a bungalow, empty and still,
needing your love to command it.
Our little dream castle, with every dream gone, is lonely and silent, the shades are all drawn, and my heart is heavy as I gaze upon our little cottage for sale, our cottage for sale. The lawn we were proud of is waving in hay. Our beautiful flowers have withered away. Where you planted roses, the weeds seem to say, our little cottage for sale. And then we parted. From every single window I see your face, but when I reach that window, there's empty space. The keys in the mailbox the same as before, but no one is waiting for me anymore. The end of our story is told.
Thank you.
yes. The Chi-Chi girl herself, Miss Rose Murphy. That was When I Grow Too Old to Dream, a song by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein II. It was recorded for the Majestic label in December of 1947, issued on Majestic 1204. Incidentally, Rose Murphy was not only singing, but playing piano as well. She was actually quite a good pianist. Before that, we heard the Revelers singing A Cottage for Sale, Victor 22382. That one recorded January 30th, 1930. And we started off the set with Dick Robertson singing Got a Date with an Angel with the Piano Twins, a perfect record, from May 25th, 1932. Let's turn now to Rafael Mendez and his All-Star Jazz Orchestra. This is on the little independent Pan-American label, record number 112. It was recorded in about 1945. The song is by Mabel Wayne. It's called In a Little Spanish Town. Rafael Mendez, quite the trumpet virtuoso. After that, we'll hear Peggy Lee making a slightly updated version of a song that she had made famous with Benny Goodman's orchestra a few years earlier. The song is Why Don't You Do Right? Get Me Some Money Too. But here she's singing with her husband Dave Barber's orchestra. This was recorded in Los Angeles, November 19th, 1947. After that, we'll finish off the little set with the Pud Brown Trio, capital 2433, Billy Strayhorn's tune Take the A-Train. This one recorded in about 1953. So let's start off now. Here's Rafael Mendez and his All-Star Jazz Orchestra. Good tune, In a Little Spanish Town.
You had a plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money, too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right? like some other men do. Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wanderer now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Jiving and I took you in. Now all you got to offer me's a drink of gin. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Like some other men do.
Swinging stuff from the Pud Brown Trio. That was Take the A-Train, recorded in 1953 for the Capitol label. Pud Brown was the saxophonist. The pianist and drummer are both unidentified. In my discography, they're listed simply as unknown. I first became aware of Pud Brown by way of some LPs that he made later in his career in the, I think, 1970s and 80s, maybe even a CD in the 1990s. I was surprised to learn that in the early 1950s, at what would seem to be the peak of his career, he made only this 178 for the Capitol label and a couple of sides for a very small independent label just before this Capitol release. This Capitol record, 2433, is not especially rare. I've seen a number of copies of it, suggesting to me that it sold fairly well, and I'm, I guess, a bit surprised that he didn't do more recording in the 1950s. Anyway, fine record. Before that, Peggy Lee singing with Dave Barber's orchestra, Capitol 10118 from 1947. Why don't you do right? Get me some money, too. Yes, ma'am. And starting off the set, Rafael Mendez and his All-Star Orchestra, a Pan American 78 from 1945, in a little Spanish town. Before I sign off, and I do have one more record for you, but before we get to it, and before I sign off, a quick reminder that if you're enjoying the program, I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email, address it to shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. Send along your comments, questions, suggestions, or requests. Also, I'd be grateful if you might consider mentioning the program to some of your friends if you think they'd enjoy this kind of music, enjoy the variety of things that I play here on the Shellac Stack. I'd be grateful if you'd pass the word along. That's how people seem to find out about us, is just word of mouth. Okay, time for the last record, and it comes from Nat King Cole and his trio, another Capitol record, this one from 1949. It's a song by Peter DeRose and Al Stillman called "Who Do You Know in Heaven That Made You the Angel You Are?"
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little charmer by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice, in your smile and paradise. So tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Yes, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little charmer by far?
Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star?
It seems they made the sun shine only twice, in your smile and paradise.
So tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Program. That's the Nat King Cole Trio. Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? My name is Brian Wright. Thank you so much for spending this past hour with me. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you found some things that you liked. And I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s from the first half of the 20th century on the Shellac Stack. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.